It seems to me extraordinary that in this period, 54, 55, you should have been working on so many different ideas,
yeah.
all related, yeah. of course, by your overriding interest in the relationships of interior-exterior form, but using totally different means to express that.
That's right, but maybe at that time I was particularly interested in perspex, which I found very difficult to work, and I had done a glassblowing course in 1953,
mm-hmm.
and I... it does seem very diverse, but maybe it comes out in the drawings. There would be some link in the drawings of that period showing why there's
right.
great changes in the sculpture, but I did so few pieces of sculpture at that time.
I remember this was a difficult
time. Sheer difficulties, terrible difficulties of having to spend from 9 till 5 or whatever it was working.
I remember that this period, from the time you came back from Paris till the time you went to America the first time, was particularly rich in drawings rather than sculptures.
Yes.
There are few sculptures.
That's right. But it took me, like as now, it took me so long to make them. It took, you know, like that one, that triangular one, you know, nearly a year on it. And
at this time, were you working on them only at night and weekends?
Night and weekend. Or, no, I'm sorry. I'd given up that job and I was working as an industrial designer at this time in 1955. And I had this workshop in Potts Point, but I didn't have enough time to concentrate and get a great number of works going. But I think at the time I was doing this, I did small, I think there would be photographs of a lot of small little pieces of triangles and things coming into it about that period.
And
which I think in this photograph taken by Drysdale, taken about 1956 or 57.
Yeah.
Shows there were all sorts of little sketches which you just catch sight of there.
That's right.
Because here's another triangle, one done in 1956, which was...
So that it is right at the beginning of in the middle of a whole period of works that
culminated in that. That was the last one I did before I went to America, that complicated one. The scene, and this one was painted in red, black and white, which are some of my favourite combination of colours.
Uh-huh.
And then I exhibited with the Sculptor Society, I think, in 1955 or 56.
Was that the David Jones?
David Jones.
Gallery, and that's
yes.
where these Opus 64 and 65 were shown.
That's right. That was the year before, in the exhibition, yearly exhibition before.
Uh-huh.
So this one would have been the year after, maybe 1956, it would have been shown in David Jones.